This message this morning has come after a long process. I know we are supposed to hear this particular section of the scripture. I don't know why, but here it goes. Somehow there is something for all of us here to bring into our hearts, to listen to, and to hang on to. I'll give you a very quick background. Over a month ago, almost 2 months, I looked up the lectionary scripture for this date. It was a passage I found from Matthew regarding camels can't go through the eyes of needles. I started working and praying, and it was going okay. Then it got serious. It was June 2nd. I remember I found some examples when there were some good teaching points. My computer program that I had been using well over 15 years and updated somehow lost the Matthew sermon. I couldn't get it back. I called my source of the Presbyterian lectionary information and found that the text was not Matthew, but Mark. So my work was gone and I had to start anew. So hang on, there is a reason why for this day we are going on a dangerous, rough boat ride. Let God's Holy Spirit speak to you, for there is a reason for this scripture for us today. From Mark, it says, when evening had come, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us go across the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose and the waves began to beat into the boat so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. How many times have you felt Jesus was asleep when you were being tossed around in the lifeboat? What's God doing to us? What's happening? Why is this going on? Well, it might have been a storm. I had to think back in my life, and I had never really seen a real storm on the farm until I was going to college. I explain. Oh, yeah, we saw them during the day, but storms are more exciting at night. And on the farm, when a storm came up in the middle of the night, my mother was afraid of storms. And she would insist that Dad and I join her in the basement. Sometimes we got under this huge wood bench. It was just huge. But it changed as I got older. To this day, I'm fascinated with the lightning and the thunder and the buckets of rain, the power of it all. Not too excited about the wind, though. Usually after the storm, if you think there it passed, as the storm passed, there's a time of calmness. The birds are singing. There's a smell in the air. Animals are quieter. There's a difference in Jesus' experience that they were out in that boat in that Sea of Galilee. They were scared. Have you ever seen those movies on boats when they hit the huge waves? And I think of those that it's on now, the crab fishing, you know, and they're out there and the huge waves come over and the water goes over all these guys with these raincoats on, pulling the crabs in. Hard to stand up. And here is Jesus taking a nap. Life can be rough with sickness, with family battles going on, with job problems, making ends meet, people making wrong choices and causing trouble in the neighborhood or even in a church. And COVID has certainly been a type of storm this last year, hasn't it? Many folks were sick, struggling for breath, and when it was all over, some of the folks were left with lung damage and other changes in health, and many lost their lives. Did you see the reports from India where they were dying so fast they could not bury them, so they had to burn those bodies? The poor in our cities, even those who live under bridges in Chippewa Falls, and there have been some. New Yorkers joined the, made mass graves for people that they had. And no one was even able to be with them at the time of suffering and death, except for the medical personnel. In hospitals and nursing homes, the stress was a storm on one which was so bad. Even a computer losing its information could throw us. I didn't feel very good after that when I couldn't find it. Or maybe projects or homes being destroyed by storms. Even those mementos that were destroyed that were so valuable after fires. But the disciples had the best emergency kit they could have. And they woke up Jesus and said, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? God, don't you care about us?" Have we ever said something like that? I've heard people say that. What did I do wrong to earn God's anger that I'm sick or going through this or we lost a child? What did we do wrong? And they try to think back and say, aha, that was it, right? I did this wrong and God's punishing me. Yes, I didn't come to church as much as I should. I cheated someone. I didn't tell the truth. Now God's getting even with me, punishing me. It's been said many times, I'm afraid. Jesus woke up and he rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased and there was a dead calm. Can you vision that? This boat, the water, and then suddenly it just calms down. This had to be an exciting time. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith? Do we have the faith that God can take you through sickness, through hurt, through the storms of life? God's presence is always with you through the very winds, the times our bodies are growing old and wearing out and facing sickness, seemingly homelessness with no answers. Have we no faith?" How many have family, loved ones, killed in theaters or concerts or churches even? Can you imagine what life facing their deaths is like? I know I've shared this experience before, but it kind of gets an intensive care nurse many years ago in Richland Center Hospital in the middle of the night called me. I was 30 miles away. I don't know why they didn't call pastors. within the Richland Center area, and I didn't ask. I just showed up. A lady was dying, and I didn't know her at all. She wasn't a member of our parish. The nurse called and needed a pastor. So in the quiet of the room with the heart monitors, the oxygen running, the patient still alive but not responsive, after a prayer, she said to me, the nurse, "Pastor, I've been doing this work all my life, and I've stood at many times, and it seems like those who have faith in God face this time in peace and in acceptance. They are quiet in the storm. And then there are others who seem to fight every second, uneasy, rolling, tossing, tense, almost afraid even. So when your life is full of unknowns, lightning, thunder, pain, unknowns, fears of the future, listen to the words of Jesus speaking to the wind, the battles, and the pain. Peace. Be still. Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" The disciples were filled with awe and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obeys him?" You know this is Jesus, your Savior. He went to the cross to pay for your sins. You have been forgiven. Scripture tells us that God has forgotten our every sin. Then let us take God's word. So if you're riding in a boat in your life and you're in a storm, put your faith there. Ride it through trusting God is faithful. Peace. Be still. You are not alone. It will be all right for all of us. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, may your Holy Spirit use your word today to each one of us, to bolster our faith and our trust, no matter what it looks like outside, or in the water, or in our lives. Gracious God, teach us to keep that faith and trust in you, that you are ever faithful and ever loving and ever with us. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Now may God bless you. May God keep you. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand and give you peace, hope, and strength. Amen.